that will allow them to redo the cyclorama building. It will allow them to preserve the front of the facade of the building, and it also will allow them to create a whole new event space in the back. It will allow them to expand the zoo by 5 acres. Right now, the zoo is one of the smallest in the nation, but it's beautiful for what it is. But there were some real challenges. We were going to have to get rid of our elephants under the existing size that we had. The requirements now are that you have at least 3 elephants, and one of them has to be a bull. We currently only had 2 female elephants, and we didn't have the space for 3 elephants. But this expansion will allow us to have 3 elephants, and so we get to keep our elephants, which it's pretty cool. And the new event space will have a place where you can overlook what they call the savanna, the African savanna, where you will be able to see the giraffes roaming and the elephants roaming, and you will have a totally different experience of what the zoo is all about.
I wanted to also ask you how the gift is going to work exactly. It's a matching gift.
It's very unusual for the Woodruff Foundation to come in and to provide a lead gift. Usually they come in at the back end, and also to provide such a significant gift, half of a campaign. But one of the issues that the zoo had, they just finished a campaign to redo their reptile house, which will open up next year. And so there was a concern about coming out and doing another campaigns back to back. And I think that the Woodruff Foundation wanted to declare a real vote of confidence, not only in the zoo, but for the whole ripple effect of what has occurred. This all got set into motion when Lloyd Whitaker and his wife donated $10 million to the Atlanta History Center to restore and to preserve the cyclorama painting, which will now be moved to the Atlanta History Center. The History Center was able to raise another $20 million plus dollars for that. And with the Whitaker gift, so $30 million, and I think the Woodruff Foundation also contributed significantly to that gift. But that left open the cyclorama building, and so the zoo was able to expand and take advantage of that move. So it's kind of been a domino effect, but all these cultural institutions are benefiting from that domino effect.
Yeah, we should say that the cyclorama, like you said, is moving to the History Center, but the building,
painting,
right,
yeah.
the painting is moving,
the building
will stay.
The historic building is going to stay. And so what the Woodruff Foundation is doing is for every dollar that the zoo is able to raise, they will match up to $20 million. So it's really a challenge to the Atlanta community to raise $20 million.
You've reported in Atlanta for a long time. You're an Atlanta native. Do you think the community is going to step up?
I think that you don't want to give up one of these kind of opportunities. Yes, I do. I don't know how quickly. There's a lot going on in this town. But, you know, the recession's over, and there are some very wealthy individuals and some foundations that are there that are here to bolster our cultural institutions. So I would say yes.
I'm sure it's hard for them with a matching gift like this to really to put a timeline on it, to be able to say, you know, if we have the money by this date, then we'll start building.
Yeah, I would think that they want to get it done in the next couple of years.
I also wanted to ask you, because you have been in Atlanta for so long, if you could sort of inform listeners a little bit on some of the changes in the zoo over the years. I mean, in the 70s and the 80s, the Atlanta Zoo was not what it is now.
It was probably in the 80s that it was declared the worst zoo in a major city in the United States. And that was extremely embarrassing to the Atlanta business community. And they galvanized and said, we cannot let this happen. This is a blemish on our city. And so business leaders at the time got together and created this Zoo Atlanta, which is a private entity that leases from the Atlanta Fulton County Recreation Authority and the City of Atlanta, the space of Grant Park. And they were saying, we have to transform this zoo. So things like Willie B, the old gorilla, who used to be in a cage and watch TV and on a rope swing, which was kind of depressing if you watched it. You know, got to be brought outdoors and play in the trees and on the grass and have playmates. And, you know, it was really much more of a natural setting. All of that occurred after Atlanta had been declared the worst zoo in the country. So the community responded to that challenge then, and I think the community will respond this time.